Blog Talk Radio.
And now, live from the United States of America, all across the world, it's the Mike Boyle Show with tonight's special guest, Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Is this amazing, dude? We get Jackie the Joke Man. Is that awesome or what?
It's double awesome, triple awesome.
You know how long I've been hearing that guy's voice? The guy's awesome, awesome guy. So, listen, we're also very thrilled that Jackie's going to be in Rotten Apple Cartoon. He's going to be himself, and he's awesome. We did the first episode. It's in the can, as they say. And, you know, his voice is just so distinctive and so funny. Just the guy just talking is funny. So I think it's awesome that he's doing this stuff. So let me just say this. We're really excited to have him. A couple of things, too, dude. The cartoon is doing okay. I'm really happy that Jackie decided to be part of it. A couple other people, I think, are going to do a couple little things here and there. But Jackie's going to be a big part of it. So
that's correct.
Just want to say that that's very awesome. Dude, let me ask you one quick question before we put Jackie on. What did you get thrown off of Facebook for?
I think it was because of posting. Well, the first time it was because of comments about Muslims. This time, the second time, and this time is nudity. Now, I don't think it's really nudity. It's stuff from a museum, from the Breuer Museum, which is an annex of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's a very strange, odd exhibition, but I think that's what got me knocked off this time for 3 days. So I'm forced into only Instagram and Twitter, which is very hard for me.
Well, you're really like the only guy I know that's been thrown, except for Asnap Gannett. I know he gets thrown off every other day, too. But Asnap Gannett, you know, my friend, I love the guy, but, you know, psycho. So do you think maybe you have because I say some wacky shit on Facebook, I never get thrown off. Do you think maybe you're a little nuts?
No. I think, you know, the last time it was definitely for what I put up from the Breuer collection, this new exhibit, which is pretty bizarre. But this time I didn't think I put anything up there. And when I went through my posts, I noticed a lot of the photographs were gone.
You must have some psycho stalking your page or something and reporting everything you do. But anyway, guys.
Might be. I think I know who it is, too, but I'm not saying.
All right, who cares? I mean, I just wanted to see what you did. But I know you're not on Facebook right now. So anyway, guys, I'm going to bring Jackie on because I don't want him sitting. The guy's way too important. I'm gonna bring him on and say hello. Hold on 1 second. Jackie.
Hello?
Hello?
My God, I am on the edge of my chair listening to the story of you guys being tossed off Facebook. My God.
Just me.
I have to run out and get a life really quick. What the hell's wrong with you guys? Jesus Christ.
It was just me, Jackie. I was the one thrown off, not Mike.
I just go on Twitter and put my dick jokes on Twitter, and the people with dicks and without dicks either enjoy them or they don't, and that's all I care about. I put my gigs on Facebook. You could go nuts dealing with that crap. You got to do something pretty horrible to get thrown off there. You must have killed somebody.
That would get me more followers, probably.
So I hear I'm in this cartoon. I am excited about the cartoon. I don't usually do these. I like doing podcasts, and I love doing radio shows, but I like doing them in person because on the phone, it's just it's hard to get anything going. But it's nice to talk to you guys. And,
we can't afford a studio. That's our problem.
I totally understand. I don't have one either. I don't even have a podcast. People keep saying, why don't you have a podcast? Because it's much easier to just go on other people's podcasts, you know?
Well, Jackie, let me say this. First of all, I know this has to be a letdown, right? Like you're on the Mike Boyle Show, but I really appreciate it.
And listen to me. There is no such thing as a letdown. If you talk to somebody on the phone, you know, it could be Gilbert, it could be you, it could be a big station in California, it could be a Walla Walla, Michigan. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. The phone and the radio and the microphone are a great leveler. You know what I mean? When you're talking on the phone, you could be talking to a stadium, you know, so it doesn't matter. It never matters.
That's all.
So
well,
stop
very
apologizing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Meanwhile, what am I doing?
No, you're
doing this stupid show.
Exactly. Exactly. No, let me ask you, before we get started, how are you dealing with the political correctness bullshit that's going on today?
Listen, I've been doing the same crap since I was a kid and since 1979. And, you know, my albums were a little bit worse back then, but I've never been horribly mean, you know, like I do black jokes and Jewish jokes and Polish jokes. But for the most part, I do sex jokes and crap jokes, and who cares? You know, they're harmless. I don't pay any attention to the whole politically correct thing. I do my shows and my audience knows what to expect pretty much. And, you know, I've never had any complaints. I had one complaint in the early 80s. I got a complaint from the Polish society from West Orange, New Jersey, because they heard that all I did was Polak jokes and how crummy I was. And I said, why don't you come to a show? So like five of these Polish guys from West Orange came to my show, and they came up to me afterwards and said, man, you hit on everybody. It was the funniest show we ever saw. You know, I said, well, you got some bad information. You know, it was called the Eagle out of West Orange, New Jersey. And it was like 1980, and they still had a newsletter that was made with Mimeo. You guys are probably too young. They used to have mimeographs. That you spun around with and it smelled like alcohol, and they used
them
in churches.
let me tell you something funny, Jackie. I grew up in West Orange, and I never met a fucking Polak. I mean, where did they come from?
Now, see, I don't even say Polak. I'll tell 40 Polish jokes in a row, but I never say Polak because, you know, Polak is like Negro. There's just no reason to say that. But, I mean, who cares? To me, it's so harmless, you know, but who knows? People are all up in a bunch. But you know what? Somebody tweeted today, and they responded to some I don't know if they're responding to one of my jokes or what somebody else said, but this woman said, that's racist. And I'm like, I can't figure out which one of my jokes she was referring to. Who cares? Hey, I love West Orange. I used to rock that
rap. Well, that's what I say all the time. That's what I say all the time, Jackie. I'm like, everybody's racist. Everybody alive is racist. Everybody thinks their thing is the best. Italian people think it's...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who's there? Anyone there? Are we dead? We lost Jackie. It was a great 8-minute show. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, brother? I don't know what happened. There's a giant lightning storm.
Hello, you going in and out?
I hit by lightning. Can you hear me?
Not too well. Hello?
Yeah. Jackie.
Now I hear you.
You there?
I hear you not real well.
Yeah, something happened here. I think we got, you know, there's a giant lightning storm here. I think we got hit by, or the internet or something got hit by lightning. It's like, really, did you hear the lightning cracking outside?
No,
it's
but
crazy.
Something just changed. You sound, you're way down in volume. You sound far away.
All right.
Yeah, okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, God.
This better?
Yeah, that sounds a little better.
Yeah, how about me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Now I hear you.
All right, you hear us both. Yeah, great, all right.
We got wiped out for a second. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, guys.
I do just complain about that the Italians think they're everything, and just then the Italians cut off the phone call.
The mob came after me. No, I'm just saying everybody thinks their shit's the best. So why take it personal? You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Nah, you know, it's a dead issue. You know, I don't talk about it. I don't address it. I don't care. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if you go to a comedy club to laugh, you go to a comedy club and you laugh. Either you laugh or you don't laugh. You know, if you don't want to laugh, go home.
Exactly. So Jackie, you've been out there. You know, you've been out there a while. Matter of fact, I was reading some of your stuff today, and I can't tell you how many days I would listen to your plugs get done when you're on that giant show, and I can't believe tonight when we're done, I'm going to announce your joke line 516-922-WINE. But I read something on your thing. That's like 40 years you've been doing it? Dude, that's crazy.
Coming up this January. Yeah, I started the line to promote the very first comedy show on Long Island. So it was pretty exciting. Me and Richie Minervini put on a show at a place called Cinnamon in Huntington, and we needed a way to advertise it because we didn't have any money. So I said, I'll tell some jokes on the phone and tell people to call to hear the jokes.
Oh.
And boom, it was an instant success. And over, you know, the first couple of years, I got all these different lines. At one point, I had 10 different lines, and I was getting literally 5, 10, 15,000 calls a day. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. You know,
and
now it's just the second line in my house. It's a vestige of its former self.
Well, but you never charged for that. That was always free.
Yeah, except the... when they wanted to start a comedy club on Long Island, the people that wanted to start the comedy club governors called me up because I had the dirty joke line. So I was the producer, and so I ran that show there for the first couple of years and made a fortune. So that, you know, just there, that paid for it right there. It's been the greatest advertisement in the world for 40 years. It's cost me a fortune for 40 years.
I can imagine. Plus the time and effort that you have to put all this up there.
It's a whole book. If I went into, we had 10 answering machines. They all took 1 minute endless cassettes that all had to be recorded individually. We changed it 7 days a week for like 5 or 6 years. It was unbelievable, but it got me so well known, and it was just, you know, especially, and I started saying it on the Stern Show, and it was crazy. People call, they literally call from all over the world. It's frightening. It's fun.
That is fun. And I'm going to tell you, I remember, like, listen, of course I listened to Howard all the time when I was, I don't listen so much anymore. I mean, it's hard to say why. I don't know why. I mean, I don't want to be a jerk. I think Howard's a very funny guy. I mean, but just something happened, I guess, when he went to a couple days a week and whatever. I don't listen all the time now. But back then, you guys were so fucking funny. I mean, dude, there were times I had to actually pull over the car. I mean, you know,
the roost. You know, there was a lot of really good minds going at the same time. You know, me and Fred were both passing Howard notes, so he had 3 senses of humor, and we were just on fire. We were just kicking ass. You know, they're doing a documentary on me, and I was doing the story to go along with it, and the whole chronological thing about my life, and it's funny because I have an autobiography out, but and the whole thing's in there. But to do it in one take as a 2-page just template, it's just so interesting. You know, when you can make the whole thing concise. You know, then I went on the Stern Show, and then we went to mornings, and then we were on in 55 cities, and we were all rich. It was like, whoa, you know, I mean, that was a long time coming, but that's essentially what happened, you know. You know, but I'll tell you, as a comedy guy, you know, it's fun to go up and make an audience laugh, but when you write a joke and then 10 seconds later, you know, Howard reads it, and you know that there's like 15 million people laughing out loud in their cars, I mean, what kind of a rush is that? I mean, you couldn't even wrap your brain around it. You know, it was so cool, so much fun. You know, and we didn't know what we were doing. We were just a bunch of kids being idiots, you know. I mean, Howard knew what he was doing.
No, you guys were really, really professional. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, Howard is a genius. There's no doubt. But, you know, come on. The guy made you his head writer for all those years. There had to be a reason. But I'll tell you the truth. I think you're one of those guys that's just so distinctive. Just to hear you laugh, and that's why I wanted you so bad for the cartoon.
Well, that's very flattering, but I'll tell you, it makes me crazy because so many people say they know my voice and they recognize me, and they turn around and say, oh, I know that voice anywhere. But yet I've never done, you know, never done a cartoon and never done commercials or anything, and I don't understand that because let alone the fact that if I did something like that, you know Howard's going to break balls about it, so they're going to get an extra goose on it. So I have no idea why, you know. So that's why I told you, hey, I'll be glad to be in a cartoon. You know, because you got to do something
awesome
like that before somebody sees you. And then they get the idea that, hey, he'd be good in a cartoon. You know what I mean?
yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to say, I think, you know, who knows why, but you've had a great career so far. I know you know, hey, I'm in Florida selling houses when I'm not on stage. So.
Oh yeah, you know I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's kind of weird because people do say that my voice is distinctive and all those years of making people laugh and people hearing you laugh and laughing along, you know, you're off to the races. You got a head start. You know what I'm saying?
Oh absolutely. No, you absolutely. To me, it's a big deal to talk to you. I'm going to tell you why. I've interviewed some people.
All right, just stop
Bobby
saying
Cowell.
That. You know, stop saying
that. No, it's very
that.
Cool because, but I'm going to tell you why. Because
what about me? Isn't
important.
It a big deal talking to me?
Yes, it really is. I can't believe I've had this opportunity. I'm just about to blow myself.
No, but I'm going to tell you, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to Bobby Collins. I talked to a lot of people on the show. But the thing that people don't understand is how hard it is to get anywhere in this business, you know, and there's so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guys that never even get out of open mic status, you know, and it's, and God bless them. They want it really bad. So,
that makes that stupid story about me, you know, telling people to give up that, you know, the story's more important today than ever. You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's just one big roadblock after another, and that's all it is, you know.
Yeah, well, that's our first cartoon. And by
right.
the way, Mark does two voices on the cartoon, my co-host. He does Tyrone and Julian.
That's right, Tyrone.
Uh-oh. Hey,
and Julian.
When will that thing get done? Does it take a year or a month or –
No, it'll be
an
done
hour.
it'll be done soon. Probably a couple days. It'll be ready. As soon as it is ready, you'll see it. I'll send it to you.
I better look good,
and
goddamn it! I better look young, and I better look like I got a bulge in my pants that would make Wilt Chamberlain jealous.
Well, listen,
I
want to
be young, and I want to have a big heart on.
No, the animators are brilliant. I mean, they do a great job.
Well, they better be listening.
They probably could be. They're in Russia.
Hey, did I ever send you the
Ukraine
cartoons that the guy made about my jokes?
No.
You know,
yes.
I'll send
did.
Them to you. Maybe you guys could put them on before or after or make them part of your network or whatever. I don't even know you guys that well yet to know how you're doing this.
Right.
Well, here's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I get paid a little bit of money, but if the thing gets big, I get, you know, 20% because it was kind of the whole thing was my idea. So
right.
was my idea. And I
came along
out
for the ride.
So
right,
what is your idea?
The
specific cartoon or the specific network or the specific.
Well, no, the cartoon is, you know, it's kind of like, it's the guy wanted something political. He wanted me to write political jokes for him. And I go, listen, you know, that's ridiculous. What do you know? He just wanted me to bash Trump all day. And I said, I don't want to do that. I said, you know, I don't want to just bash Trump all day. It's ridiculous. Everybody's doing it. And I go, I'll tell you
and
what
that's,
I'll
that's
do.
That's one joke, you know. I mean, it's a fun thing to bat around, but there's lots of stuff, you know.
Exactly. Well, so what I told him, I said, listen, here's what's really going on in the world today. Half the people in the country hate Trump and half the people don't. So I'm going to make a group of friends where a couple of them hate Trump and a couple of them don't, and they'll battle it out. So we had one. Remember when they were ripping down all the statues?
The Museum of Natural History, right?
Can I tell a story, Mark? Thanks.
Yeah, all right.
When they were ripping down all the statues. So I did one where Tyrone, he hates Trump, and Isabel, she hates Trump. They're standing in front of the Museum of Natural History, and they want to tear down the statue of Teddy Roosevelt. I'm like, and Mikey, who's got a little bit of sense, is like, hey, idiot, he wasn't even Confederate. He was from New York. You know, what are you talking about? So, you know, I would just take what was going on.
Yeah,
so this is
basically a twisted history lesson.
Well, it's not that. It's just like a way.
In that episode,
like,
it was, but it covers a lot of other things.
Whatever
was going on in the news that day, like when O.J. Simpson got out of jail. Now, here's the thing. My producer made me stop cursing for a while, so I couldn't say any curse words because
You know what? If you're doing a cartoon, that's already an intense thing, and people are paying attention. You got their attention. There's no real need. It's just like when you're writing a story out. You know, you don't write, I fucking went down to the fucking store to get some fucking milk, because you just don't need that in there. You know, it's just like, cursing less is more.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I yell at people. I yell at my girlfriend for cursing, and she goes nuts because, you know, I do an hour's worth of pussy jokes and fart jokes and shit and cum jokes, but they're jokes, and the words that are in the jokes are inherent to the jokes. I don't say, hey, here's another fucking joke, you cocksuckers. You know, well, sometimes I do. But you know what I mean? It's like less is more. Yeah, you know what?
Well,
I think I'm just basically full of crap, and I like to hear myself talk.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'll tell you the God's honest truth. You got to be clean right now to get anywhere in comedy. I mean, this is the way it is. Unless you're already big.
It's always been like that, you know. I mean, I never got anywhere. You know, when my first I put out my own album in 1979, and it was so funny because it was a double-edged sword, because it was, like, so impressive. And people were like, wow, look at this guy. He's got his own album. But it was filthy. So it got me... You know, it got me into places, but it got me banned from as many places as it got me into. So it was like one step forward, one step backwards. You know, H. Allen Smith was a famous satirist and a famous humorist from years ago. And he said he would like take all the people that don't like dirty jokes and put them in a canyon, so the rest of us can stand on the rim of the canyon and piss on them. And that's how they, listen,
well,
laugh,
something.
Or move on. Get the fuck away.
I think it makes the audience excited when you curse a little bit. But, like, I did a show one night, Jackie. It was a benefit. And the lady had multiple sclerosis, and she was in a bad car accident. There was, like, 400 people. It was a big place. And somebody, some comedian invited me to do it. And I went and did it. And two or three guys went up, not one laugh. I mean, it was horrible. I was like, and you know, I don't know if it's probably been a long time since you've been in something like that. But, you know, guys on my level, when you're in somewhere like that where two, three comedians are completely bombing, you just like, they're like, fuck, I don't even want to go on. So I went up to the lady.
Listen, I do those things. I don't know where you think I am. You know, I do those things every day. You know, I had my headlining days in Las Vegas, and I was hot shit for a while. But I do all those things. And, you know, I mean, I do shows with like 500 policemen. You know, and the people up that go up before me might not do that well, and the people are talking and drinking. But you just got to say, all right, I'm armed with what I've got. You know, I just go up and start doing what I do, and they snap to, and they shut up, and they listen. Now, what I would do if they didn't, I don't know, but I've been doing it for 40 years. You just learn. You know, you're in Fort Lauderdale comic strip on a Saturday night, and there's 450 people, and they can't move, and you do your act, and then the next night it's Sunday, and there's like 11 people out there, and you got to do the whole thing again. You just get hard bark on you. You just learn to do it. You know, you learn to love it and take everything as a challenge. You know, it's what you signed up for. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't ever say, shit, I don't want to go up there. What you got to do is say, I can't wait to go up there because I'm going to get all the laughs they didn't get. And then when you go up and
that's
bomb, you'll really feel like an idiot.
You're exactly right.
I feel that way a lot.
This is about language, though. This is what happened. I go up to the lady in the wheelchair. I said, I'm so glad to be here for you. I said, you know, nobody's getting any laughs. I said, listen, I'll do whatever you want. But if you don't mind, I usually curse a little bit and talk about a little bit of sex. And I go, it's pretty funny. What do you want me to do? You want me to be clean? I'll be clean. She goes, no. She goes, you could say whatever you want. Just don't make fun of the Catholic Church. I said, oh, thank God you said that because I got a Catholic Church. But so I go on stage, Jack, and I just fucking pour into everybody. And then everybody starts laughing. I see you fuckers can laugh. Look, come on. We're having a good time. So I'm going, and I see this little old lady. When I say little old lady, I think she had to be 72. She's just looking at me with this face like she fucking hated me, Jackie. And I looked at her, and I went, I said, honey, what's the matter with you? You don't like me? And she goes, no. And everybody starts booing her. I go, no, never boo. Look at this. This is salt of the earth, this woman. I said, I'm sorry. Why don't you like me? Is it because I say the F word a little bit? And she goes, yes. I go, I'm sorry. And everybody booed her. Going, no. Do not boo this woman. Stop it. I go, man, I'm sorry. The last thing I ever wanted to do was insult a woman of, like, look at you. You're so beautiful. I said, do you have any children, any grandchildren? She goes, I have four wonderful
children.
Listen, Boyle,
I'm going to tell you something right now. There's only one thing worse than bombing on stage, and that's fucking relating to it and trying to talk about it on a radio show. Who the fuck wants to hear about you trying to get in the little old lady's pants? So you took the 72-year-old woman out in your back seat, and you banged her, and now she's trying to shake you down and tell you she's pregnant. You know she can't be pregnant because she's 70 years old, and it's all just because you didn't curse. And you happen to think that's interesting to somebody besides you and Mark. Mark is snoring.
Not at all. No. I've heard the story before, though.
Yeah, you know, just about
funny.
When you're talking about going over and talking to the grandma, I was hoping that lightning would strike again and you'd get cut off. So did you bang her?
Did she finally laugh?
Funny. Yes.
Yeah, no. So I said, you have any children? She said, I have five wonderful children. I said, oh, my God. So you know you've seen a dick at least five times. Shut the fuck up. And everybody laughed. And she even had a laugh. So what I'm telling you is that it excites people when you know what I mean? If you do it right.
But you're preaching to the choir. You're not saying anything. They don't know. But listen, you're sounding like – what are you doing that you sound so much further away? Are you further?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Mike, get closer to the mic, Mike.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, I could almost not hear you at all. It sounded like you had walked over to that little old lady to talk to her.
Is that better, guys?
Now it's not good again.
It's
a
little better. I don't know why he can hear me better than you. But
my shit got wiped out, and now it's like hanging on by a thread. But anyway,
oh my God.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. It's hard enough to do interviews on the phone and do radio on the phone. But the worst thing in the world is doing it when there's two of you guys. Because I don't know who's who, and it divides up the – listen to me, I'm teaching you radio,
but
it's not like it's a morning show and you're just calling in for a quick plug, so.
No, and I usually cut his mic off when I'm interviewing guys, but – anyway, I'm so sorry about the fucking microphone. My
now,
mic blew out, so
I had
to.
Sound clear as a bell.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not doing
anything. I don't know what you just
different.
Did, but all of a sudden you're clear as a bell. I bet you it's one of those push-pull systems. So when Mark's talking, you're not talking. It probably compresses you.
Maybe. So shut the fuck up, Mark. Let me talk to Jackie for 2 minutes. But anyway,
yep.
Jackie, we're gonna get the cartoon rolling. I want to tell you one good thing about the cartoon, just so you know. I have a guy that just bought a TV station. He's some kind of billionaire. He's crippled from the waist down. He can't move. But all he's shown on his TV station right now are reruns. He's got no original content at all.
Where
he's
is
doing
he?
Like mass re- He's in New York. He does MASH shit. He's like doing MASH, this thing, that thing, the other thing. A very good friend of mine who kind of likes
me. Wait a minute. He does MASH like in Catholic MASH, or he sells
MASH.
Things?
The show MASH, MASH. Like he's showing MASH reruns.
Oh.
He's showing all.
So let's go in and meet with this guy.
Exactly. That's what's in the pipeline for me. You know, and that's what I'm working on. And the guy that introduced me to him is pushing it, and he needs original content. So
let me give you my stupid joke cartoons. You guys will get such a kick out of them.
Yeah, send them to me. And I think the other thing is that's going on, and I mean, so there is a little bit of stuff going on with this. People are kind of watching it. So I just hope that, you know, the next couple episodes of you're in, they're funny. Like this first episode we did, we had to go a little bit long because I wanted to get you introduced. I wanted to put that story in that you wanted. But we try to keep them around 3 minutes because, you know, that's all people can stay interested.
Oh, that's cool. How long is this
TV.
One?
This one's like four, almost 5 minutes. But I told my producer, I said, listen, Jackie wanted me to get the story in. And I want to get it in, and it's going to introduce him to the cartoon.
Right. Well, I didn't. I absolutely didn't know that there were shorter would have been better. That a time constraint would, because there was definitely ways to chop it down. Instead of talking about it and then going back to the story, we could have gone. I could have told the story right off. You know that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All doable.
Okay.
When I get to know you, then we can. You know, if you say, look, we're shooting for 3 minutes, you know, we got to lose 40 seconds. I'm very good at that crap, you know.
All right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So here's what I think. I think the cartoon, I think everybody liked your voice. I sent it to my producer. He loved it. I love the voice. I think it's going to be very funny. And I wrote it in. I wrote you in, Jack, where you're already stealing my girl. So that's awesome. That's going to be funny.
Yeah, I like
that. That's all. Yeah, that's all going to go
through. Now, is that voice going to be Mark?
No, that's Sheba, I think.
That's Sheba Mason. Sheba Mason.
Oh, I know Sheba. I had no idea.
Yeah, Sheba's very beautiful. Very.
She's my pal. I like her. That's fun.
Yeah, and she's excited, too, now, because I told her what we're doing. And I said, you know, we're moving it into, like, this comedy thing. And Jackie's going to be in it. And she was very psyched, by the way. I forgot to tell you. She was very psyched. She said, oh, Jackie, great. That's awesome. But, you know, we're also going to make it where she, because Sheba is hysterical on stage. I mean, she's just so funny. So we're going to make it where all of a sudden Kat gets up there. And you're going to, like, guide her, at least in my mind, the next few episodes. So you're going to guide Kat a little bit. Next thing you know, Kat's going to be hysterical, and it's actually Sheba, you know. So
oh,
we
I like
get
that.
Some
All right, listen, I don't know why, but you're going away and coming back while you're talking.
All right, I don't know what the fuck's wrong, so I don't want to bug you with this shit. I'm going to let
no,
you go.
No, listen,
but
I'm plugging my show. I'm doing a show at Brokerage Comedy Club on Saturday, June 9th at 7 o'clock, and I'm doing the Parks Casino in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, at 8 o'clock on June 20th. And we'll do this again, and if need be, you can come out here and we can record it in person so it's better quality. And
awesome.
Let me know when you post the thing, even if it's a rough draft of it or anything, because I want to have a look at it and see what it's like.
I will absolutely send it to you. As soon as they send it to me before they put it up. But let me say also, guys, get Jackie on Twitter, at Jackie Martling. Also, that joke line we were talking about, that's 516-922-WINE. How awesome is that? I get to say that. 516-922-WINE.
And also, my autobiography, The Joke Man Bow to Stern, is on Amazon at JackieTheJokeMan.com. JackieTheJokeMan.com. I also I have a brand-new joke book out that I'm not even hardly promoting because there's too much stuff out there, but I'm going to send you a copy of it. It's the funniest joke book there ever was. But let's fool around with this and let's make this happen. I want to meet your billionaire friend, and then we can throw shit at him, and then he can't chase us.
So
all right.
It's intrinsically funny. All right, Jackie. Thanks so much for coming and doing
this. All right, man. I will talk
mic,
to you and get the goddamn phone system fixed, and we'll do this again.
Bag it, Jackie.
All right, boys. Bye.
Absolutely. All right, man. Bye-bye. So Mark, I don't know what happened. Everything was going all right, and then I lost him. I lost you.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking Blog Talk Radio, those scumbags.
There was a really bad lightning storm here. I mean, crazy.
What is with us with the bad breaks with the show? We got Jackie Martling on. Fucking lightning rains down upon the show, and he can't hear you. You sound like you're on a rowboat floating out into the ocean, like when they used to kill the Vikings. They would put them out, you fading into the ocean. It was horrible, but we got it back. Thank God. Oh God.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's excited about the cartoon. That's really all that matters.
That's great. I'm happy. You know, he does sound very excited, and it makes me feel good too, because he sounds really energetic about it. You know, not like, yeah, I'm just going to do it for you. He sounds really interested, so that's fantastic.
I'll even go out to see him in
Long Island on the 9th to say hi to him, because I'm up here, you know, so.
Yeah, but the thing is, how did he not get bigger? Like, he was on the biggest show in the world for 15 years. I know what he's saying. He's like, my voice is my voice. Everybody says it. Why am I not doing, you know, huge shit? And I agree with him, you know.
Well,
I honestly agree with him.
It happens, you know, like people, there are people who get huge for, you never know why people get big. Some people are lucky. It's a combination of luck, talent, and it's being in the right place at the right time. You have to have some kind of ability. You can't not have ability, but it's just the breaks, you know. Some people catch on. Look what happened to Roseanne. I mean, she had the biggest show, and she said something stupid, and they knocked her off the air. You know, it could be any multitude of reasons. I mean, you know, I don't. I have my own opinion of what happened, but that's my. I'm not going to talk about it here. I'll tell you in person. Not that he's did anything wrong with him. I think he caught a bad break at one point, and that's what happened. But he's very talented. He's probably, you know, you say Howard's a genius. I think Jackie's a genius too, in his own way. And I think that, you know, something happened, and he didn't get the kind of break that he should have gotten. You know. I mean, that's it.
Well, it's not easy out there anymore, brother. And so, you know,
no, it's not. I mean,
from doing comedy, that's not bad. But you know,
I mean, I was last week. I did Gladys's show, right? Sunday. The audience was fantastic. I you know, it was almost as good as the 15th when we did it on March the 15th. You know, I killed. I was great. I did it again yesterday. All I wanted to do was get the fuck out of there. It was such a horrible night. And so you never know. You know, you never know. And like he said, you just got to he got to be like wood. You know, you got to go up there and whatever happens, happens, and keep doing it. You know.
Well, I think he's, you know, I think he's funny guy, you know, and I'm very excited he's doing the cartoon. So,
yeah, me too. I just hope our producer understands that, you know, this could be a big break, and he needs to help us too.
Yeah, well, you know, never let the public see how the bread is made, Marco.
Exactly.
So shut the fuck up. Now, that's it then. Jackie's gone. There's no point for us to be here. But everybody who's listening tonight, thank you.
I didn't get a chance to say, I am Dr. Remulac.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get into that. I think Jackie's funny the way he'll be like, boil, who the fuck wants to hear this?
I know. Well, you know, that's good. That's in a way good because, you know, he'll be able to edit stuff. And, you know, he's got this sense, like he said, you know, if he's got to cut it down from 40 seconds to 20 seconds, he says he's great at that. And he probably is.
Well, look, the guy worked on the biggest show in the world for years and years and years.
And you know what? He's not poor now either, believe me. Just because he doesn't have his own series now, he probably makes a lot of money doing what he's doing.
Yeah, well, good for him. He deserves it. Talented guy. All right.
Let's
You're fading away again, baby.
Yeah, because I pulled the thing away from me. Jackie just texted me something. my mic blew out. I had to call in to my own show. So, all right. All right, brother. So, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Marco.
And next week, we're going to get another big star, the guy who is the janitor at the comic strip. We'll talk about how he cleans the floor and wipes off the tables. So it's going to be another huge star next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.